we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Little update on Demi Lovato. She's still in the hospital, but friends say that she's headed to rehab when she gets out. A few weeks before her overdose, apparently her team tried to stage an intervention. Obviously, that did not work, but hopefully this will work. And everybody has said she wasn't trying to hurt herself. She's an addict.
Right.
You know, she's an addict. So hopefully rehab will help and she can stick with it. There's a new list, excuse me, of the best shark attack movies of all time. Of course, it's Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Jaws, of course, number one. No secret there.
Mm-hmm.
Runner-up is Sharknado 2, Mike. The
really?
Second one. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
The Shallows, number three. Finding Nemo 4. Not really a shark attack movie.
No.
But that's number four. Number five, Open Water. That's the one. I don't know if anyone saw that movie.
That freaked me out.
Oh, it was weird. I couldn't wait for them, to die. The movie was awful. It was awful. It made me so uneasy.
That's where the
awful.
Two people come up after scuba diving and the boat has
yes.
left and they're in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, I don't know if there's a movie that's ever made me feel so uncomfortable.
Right.
It's awful. It's awful. I don't know if it's awful. For me, it was awful.
Right.
Awful. Just eat them, sharks. Eat them. End
Let's
this
move
movie.
On.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Left turn for you. Rosanna Arquette, she was on Watch What Happens Live. A lot of people don't know that the song, Toto's song, Rosanna, how that is about her. Well, she explained it.
David Page wrote the song. I was going out with the keyboard player, Steve Picaro, and then one night he came and David Page played the song for me. And, you know, so it's not really about me, but I was there and I was inspired by it.
I think she's being modest. I think there's more to it, but that is it. If you don't know
right.
the song, Toto's Rosanna, yes, Rosanna Arquette. And Billy Joel, I just always love to hear what he has to say. He tells the New York Times, he said, you know, Sting and Don Henley, myself, we all joke about starting a band together. Just for the hell of it,
mm-hmm.
he says. One of those super groups. You're together for like a couple years,
right.
and then that's it. And he said, I think it would be a blast, and I would actually consider writing songs in that type of situation, some new songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be a blast, too.
Yeah.
Sting, Don Henley, Billy Joel, are you kidding me?
And this is from the guy who was telling
Elton John, don't write new stuff.
Shut up, because
yeah.
you're...
Yeah, you're hurting your image by writing
boy.
New songs that are crap. Don't do that. But with these three,
it
you could write
different.
New stuff.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
You know, it would be great. By the way, my brother, I thought you'd appreciate this, over in D.C., went last night to see James Taylor
yeah.
and the Eagles.
Wow.
Yeah, said it was just great. He was sending me pictures the whole night. So that is my painfully deep take for this hour. You missed anything, you can always catch up on our show on our podcast. Oftentimes, even better than the real show. 96.3 KKLZ.